Welcome to The Dildorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. My name is Kate Sloan. I'm a sex journalist, a sex blogger, and I've kissed a lot of people. I'm trying to think if I know the first names of every person I've ever kissed.
Well, I fully don't.
I probably knew them all at some point.
I definitely didn't.
Who are you, friend?
I'm Max, and apparently I'm a slut.
What? I never knew that about you.
Oh my god.
What a revelation. Nothing else? You're just a slut? You're not gonna...
Nope. I also have a plate of ZD next to me that Kate has pulled me away from, and it's gonna be calling to me all podcast.
Why don't you put it in your fridge? Like, it's an easy solution.
No. It's still warm.
You just want it to be there, just tempting you, mm-hmm. like some kind of siren seductress, mm-hmm. trying to urge you toward your death.
If y'all ever hear chewing sounds, you know I fell to the temptation.
Yeah, I don't mean you're zeeting when you're not supposed to be zeeting.
It has sausage in it.
Okay,
and
well,
crispy
fair.
Cheese on top.
You've sold me on this ZD. So, speaking of putting things in your mouth.
Yeah.
Today we're talking
about kissing.
This is
not going where you all think it's going.
No, it's, I mean, in a manner of speaking, isn't kissing a form of oral sex?
I mean, true.
This is a semantic discussion.
It's true.
But, yeah.
I kiss genitals all the time.
Right. We put out a call on Twitter. We were like, we had a different topic planned for today, but we were both really grumpy about it. So we asked people what they wanted us to talk about. And someone suggested kissing.
We were going to talk about serious shit.
And yeah, then we are not in a serious shit kind of mood. Yeah, no. I don't want to have feelings. Ugh. What do you think I am?
Trying to avoid
enough
those.
Already with the feelings. kissing. It's a
right.
fun thing.
It
Make-us.
Is.
Smooches.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. What was
that.
Your first kiss like? Tell me about your first kiss.
It was during an Indiana Jones movie. So.
Oh,
not even a good one. It was during the fourth one.
That person really raided your lost arc, am I right?
I mean, to be fair, if it was during one of the good Indiana Jones, I would have been just watching the fucking movie. But it was during the fourth one, so I was willing to be distracted. By a cute nerdy boy with floppy hair, which, I mean, is a surprise to no one.
That's a description of everyone I've ever loved, basically.
Yeah,
so,
it's
yes,
fine.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so, and then the next day I wound up, because I was friends with this dude's friend, and like, the next day I saw that dude in class, and he just, like, gave me that, like, knowing look with, like, the eyebrow wiggle, and I was like,
ooh.
Hi. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, you kissed him yesterday, and I was like, well, right. Yeah.
And?
This is, like, junior high, by the way. Not junior high. This is, like, junior year in high school, by the way.
Oh, then kissing should be normal by that point. That's kind of a strange
right.
reaction to have to that.
Right. But he literally was like, well, do you want to know how he thought you did? And I was like,
ew, no.
I mean, no, I'm a Virgo and a nerd. So I was like, yes, give me my report card. Absolutely. And he like gave me a play-by-play. And I was like, cool, great. I'll take it. Sounds good.
I love that the dude gave you a detailed review.
Like, yeah.
That's so nerdy.
That he had gotten from the dude that I kissed. Like, he's like, I asked him a whole bunch, so do you want me to tell you? And I was like, sure. Yeah, okay.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. That was my weird story. What about you?
My first kiss was in a game of Spin the Bottle just after sixth grade graduation.
See, and, I had avoided playing Spin the Bottle until after my first kiss. Then I was like, fuck it, kiss everyone.
Mm. Yeah, see, now I have this, like, crisis about, like, does that even count as my first kiss? Because I did not have romantic feelings about this person, and he did not ostensibly have them about me, and it wasn't even, like, a real kiss. Like, it was just, like, a smooth, like, quick peck on the lips kind of thing, like you do when you're in sixth grade and playing spin the bottle and don't know how to kiss people.
Right. No, this, my dude just shoved his tongue in my mouth a whole bunch.
Oh, yikes. Well, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, that happened.
But so this kid who I got paired up with for Spin the Bottle, he was like, at the time, he was a greasy punk rocker. He was like really into AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. And this was sort of like his main personality trait. And I was like not interested. Like I thought he was weird. He was not my type at all. We had sort of an awkward kiss. The thing that's interesting now, though, is that he still lives in my neighborhood and he works at this diner that I go to. Actually, I've taken you there like a bunch of times.
Yes, I love that place.
Yeah. So he's like a super babe now. Like he's real good looking. And every time I see him, I'm like, fuck, like why can't we make out now, though? Like it would be so much better.
Remember that time?
I don't even know if you would remember.
You should just slide over to the counter one day and be like, hey, you got a bottle back there? Let's play a game, you and I.
For years, I've wondered if he even remembered me and, like, who I am. But, like, recently I was walking down the street near my house and he was, like, kind of in my way on the street. Like, he was, like, unloading something from his car and I had to, like, squeeze past him awkwardly. And he just was like, oh, sorry, Kate. And I was like, oh, you remember me. I had some feelings. Oh,
well, okay.
You know my name. Shit, what do I do about this? Yikes.
So, Kate, tell me about your first romantic kiss.
Okay, it was an awkward one as well. I was dating this girl. I had a huge crush on her. She had purple hair. She was beautiful. I thought I was in love with her. It was pretty gross. We went on this, like, beautiful first date where we went to a cafe and then, like, walked around talking for hours, and then I walked her back to her place, and we were just sort of, like, awkwardly standing on her porch, and I was like, oh, God, I want to kiss her. What do I do? How do I do that? And I just kind of went for it, but, like, our noses crashed into each other.
Aw.
And then she was like, let's try that again, and we tried again, and our foreheads crashed into each other, and it was, like, this whole weird thing, and then we were just giggling, and we were like, all right, we're gonna seriously do it this time, and then we actually did have a proper kiss, and then I, like, skipped all the way home. I was so happy. It
was
really
adorable.
Cute. Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah. So what is good kissing for you? What does that look like? What does that feel like?
So for me, good kissing is, like, generally, like, passionate and, like, going somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, where even if you're not gonna fuck, like, you feel like you want to. You know what I mean? Like, I always find kissing that is very clearly just for the sake of kissing to be kind of frustrating. Mm-hmm. Where I'm just like, are we gonna amp this up a little bit, or are we gonna we going anywhere with this, or no? So
purposeful.
So I like. I mean, only with like, just like fun makeouts, or I think it's different depending on the person it is too, like. Giggly makeouts are fun, especially if I'm, like, really into the person. But for the most part, I like to be able to feel the fact that this person wants to do stuff. You know?
Yes.
Like, kiss me like you care.
Yeah.
And also kinky kissing. Any sort of, like, holding down and whatever. And a good thigh grind. It was like,
oh my God, the thigh grind though. Like, this should be standard practice, IMO. Although obviously you should get consent before you do this, but like for me, a thigh grind, like every kiss should.
Yeah.
Every kiss should start with a thigh grind. That's the jingle for my new business. Moving right along.
Your whole business, the business just, you walk around to anyone kissing anywhere and appear and be like, excuse me, where is your thigh? Where is your thigh right now? Where is a better place your thigh could be? That's what I thought. Carry on. You just give them citations.
I went on a couple citations, if you will. I went on a couple dates with this guy who was like an amazing, amazing, amazing kisser, and it was like some of the best makeouts of my life. But the one thing was that he never did the thigh grind, and I was always like trying to maneuver myself to like orient his thigh where I wanted it, and I would like open my legs wider and kind of like shift over and like even on occasion sort of like gently pull on his thigh a little bit, and he just like did not get it. But like he was otherwise really good. He would like hold my arms down, like it was like really well-paced passionate kisses, but I was just like, you're not getting it. And I know that the answer is to ask for what I wanted, but part of the kink thing is I like when people just know it. I'm a bad sex educator.
So, I'm just imagining you. I want you to know the picture that's happening in my head. Because I'm imagining you, like, spreading your legs and kind of shifting your hips to the side a little bit so they're by his thigh. Mm-hmm. And when he doesn't mm-hmm. get it, you just, like, slowly climb the side of his body like a tree. Just, like, wrapping your legs around him like, no, excuse me, excuse you, sir. Excuse you, sir.
Like I'm a koala.
Yes. Did you know? You're a cartoon character in my head is what I'm saying.
Did you know that my name, Kate Sloan, is actually an anagram of koala nest? So it makes a strange kind of sense.
You would. You just have a journal page somewhere that is a list of everything your name is an anagram for, don't you?
Of course, you gotta have one of those.
Right, naturally. You gotta have one of those. The rest of the world.
So I agree with what you're saying about passion and kink and the thigh grind. I will also say I really, really like this idea that I read. I think it's in Girl Sex 101. It's definitely something Allison Moon said at some point about how kissing is contact
Allison
improv.
Allison is so good.
More like Allison Swoon, am I right?
Is. You make that joke every time, and it's so accurate.
I know. There's just not a better joke to express my feelings about Allison Moon.
She's so good. She's so smart. And so, I'm sorry.
She knows stuff. So, she talks about how kissing is contact improv. And what that means is that you pay attention to what your partner is doing, and you respond to what they're doing, and you sort of match them in kind. And you don't just suddenly do some big out there thing that they have not hinted at in some way. Like you, I mean, this is all very subjective, of course, and I'm sure there are people in the world who like when you just stab your entire tongue into their mouth. But for me personally, I like to build up slowly to tongue, like a little hint of it, and then a little bit more, and then you kind of keep pushing that boundary until you get to a point that's like comfortable for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say I am a huge fan of the lip bite, but only the lower lip. But oh my god, the lip bite though, especially in a kink context.
The lip is kind of weird. It's a little, I mean, not to yuck anyone's yum.
Nope.
But I'm kind of picturing those little dogs that just have their teeth out, although on. Or just bite their, like, even biting your own lip. Only biting the bottom one is sexy. Biting your own top lip. Just like looking at the guy across the bar like, hey.
It's a bold look, I'll say that for it. So, you mentioned about passion and kink, and I'm wondering if kissing is like always a sexual thing for you, because like I know that for my first many years of kissing people, I never really got the connection between kissing and sex. Like it never really turned me on. I liked it sometimes, but I never really had that effect from it, and I would always hear my friends talking about how it turned them on and how it was like an important precursor to sex for them. I never understood it, and then over time I have definitely come to understand it. What are your thoughts on the connection between kissing and arousal, etc.?
For me, it's pretty much always a kink thing, sex thing, but like
I mean, yeah,
sex things are always kink things in my life. It's pretty much always a sex thing for me, to be honest. Like, I hate the concept of foreplay, but basically that, like, it's a really good way to get me, like, turned on and whatever. The only time it's not a kink thing is what... It's not... I said kink thing again. I meant sex thing. No, actually, there are times when it's not a sex thing. Like, sometimes it's a romantic thing, very rarely. But with certain people, they'll do sweet things. And I'm like, I just want to kiss your face! Just, like, come here! Like, and it's just more an expression of, like, joy at that person. Like, I'm just so happy you exist and you're doing this thing that's really sweet and or whatever. Where you just said this really smart thing or whatever. And I just need to put my face near yours. That's just...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the logical next step.
Yeah.
So those times...
That's usually when I would, like, kiss their cheek a bunch or their forehead or their nose. I find, like, mouth kissing for me is less of a, like... friendly, affectionate thing and more of a sex thing?
Yeah, it could be a mouth kiss for me with that kind of excitement, but it's more the kind where you just, like, smoosh your lips against theirs. Like, just, like, the really... And usually accompanied with, like, a huge hug, too. Just like, ah! So that's more of, like, an excitement, joy thing. And then I have had, like, friendly kisses with people I don't really plan on having sex with. But just, like... I don't know, like, friends of mine that I'm, like, that will just, like, saying goodbye or whatever, they'll be like, can I kiss you? And I'll be like, yeah. Like, cool. So that's the thing I've also done occasionally, where it's just, like, let's enjoy this thing together, because we both enjoy it, and we're both kind of into each other, but also, like, we may or may not ever actually have sex or anything. We're just gonna kiss right now. That's also a thing I've done, but that's not really makeouts. That's just, like, one really good kiss, and then, like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about this a ton lately because my new-ish boyfriend is one of the few people in my life who has been able to, like, super turn me on with kisses, which, is like I said, is, like, not a thing that traditionally has happened to me. But, like, I remember one time we were making out and he was, like, sucking slash biting on my lower lip, and I was like, oh my god, like, I can feel that in my clit, basically. And he was like, he started to do that as, like, almost like a preview of cunnilingus to come. And it would be situations where, like, we might be hanging out in his bedroom and I might be thinking, like, oh, I'm not really feeling sex right now, like, that's just not really the mood I'm in. And then he would kiss me for, like, a minute and I would be like, oh, never mind, I'm good.
Actually, let's go. Yeah. So, about that, what do you think of the idea that kissing is, like, a preview on oral sex? Like, is a good kisser good at oral sex? Or, I've also heard the theory that people can either be good at kissing or oral sex, but not both.
Yes, so our mutual friend Harley, who is a local porn performer... presented this theory to me once where he said that you can either be really, like, typically, especially if you're younger, you can either be really good at oral sex or really good at kissing, but not both, because his idea is that they are very different skill sets. And obviously with oral sex, especially on a vulva, there's typically going to be a lot of tongue, and, like, that's not necessarily a recipe for great kisses for some people. And, I'm trying to think. I feel like I had this one boyfriend in high school who I describe in retrospect as a horrifyingly bad kisser. And, like, that's quite a mean thing to say about someone. But honestly, like, his kissing gave me, it would probably be too extreme to say panic attacks. But he would like,
stressing.
I know. He would pin me against a wall and then put his entire tongue in my mouth. Which I think in certain kink contexts, I could see myself enjoying that now. But it was not a kinky dynamic that we had. And I was also not into that at that time. So, but what I found was interesting was that when he would, we never had sex, but he would, like, occasionally do, like, mouth stuff to my nipples. And he was, like, amazing at that. So I was like, oh, so, like, you know how to do, like, very big, broad things with your tongue, but they only apply in certain contexts. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Do you think good kissers are good at oral?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to think back at the people who have gone down on me and also made out with me. But, like, that list is vanishingly small. So, mm-hmm. I'm trying to, like... The person who was, like, the best at going down on me was fine at kissing. Like, I don't remember them being overwhelmingly good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't... I've never really noticed a correlation, to be honest. And I've never really kissed someone and been like, I need that mouth on my bits. Like... That's not super a connection that I've made, that I've been like, ah, yes, this must mean this, you know? But I feel like it's a really common misconception. Or,
yeah,
conception, if it's a real thing. I don't know.
I had never really made that connection much either until my current boyfriend, because, like, what he does is he, like, pulls my lower lip into his mouth and then basically does what he would do to my clit.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, well, that makes, like, sense.
Yeah, it's specific enough that I recognize particular moves and have sensory flashbacks to times when said moves have been utilized on me. So it is, yeah, I'm blushing and sweating a little bit as I'm talking about this.
Well.
So it's highly effective. So we've alluded to a lot of bad kissing. Can you expand a little bit on, like, what is a bad kiss for you?
A bad kiss... is one that kind of fails that contact improv thing.
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of... Where they're like... So kissing is a little bit like dancing, and I'm sure I'm not the first to make this analogy, but, like, you mm-hmm. gotta kind of move together and read each other's bodies. Mm-hmm. And a bad kisser is someone who, like, planned this shit out ahead and knows the dance and did not tell you what dance you're doing. But for them, it's a fully choreographed number.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, like, they're just doing shit and you're like, I guess this is happening to my face. I don't really know. That's, for me, the closest thing I can really describe to, like, a bad kisser. Also, too much tongue is a little bit like, oh, you're inside me. This is new. Like, tongue is great. Sparingly.
Yes. I have a thing that I really like about tongue. This is written by Shawn Michaels, who is my cousin, but also just, like, a really amazing music writer. But he writes this music blog, and he wrote this thing at one point where he was, like, while talking about a song for some reason, he was, like, a tongue... during a kiss should be like a dream while you're sleeping. It's not right away and it doesn't last the whole time.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I yes, love that. That's so beautiful.
Exactly.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
But you should remember it afterwards. Well, actually, kind of like a dream where you're like, I think that happened. It was vaguely pleasant.
Just drifts into the periphery of the experience.
You yeah, see them days later, you're like, do you even have a tongue?
was it a lie?
Was it all an illusion?
Was the tongue a lie? So, my boyfriend was telling me that he doesn't like to take sexual cues from the podcast. We met because he's a fan of the podcast. Because he was like, I prefer to discover things myself.
That's like being like, I don't like to read recipe books.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a certain type of connoisseur's approach. They want to, like, discover things organically and find their own way, which I actually really like because
that's a way to get a lot of really bad dinners.
Well, if you're a bad cook, yeah. He's not, though. So, you look highly skeptical. Let me just tell you a thing. So his thinking is, like, even if I didn't like XYZ thing previously with previous partners, maybe I might like it in a different context, which actually is true. You're still making such a skeptical face at me. Oh my god.
I don't think my eyes get narrower.
So, but anyway, he said to me the one thing that he was glad that he did listen to when I said it on the podcast is I don't like to be kissed with, like, a fuck ton of tongue because it's so much. But apparently, like, he has another partner who does really like that. But I don't. I definitely have, like, had my attraction to someone be somewhat killed by them, like, shoving their whole tongue in my mouth. Because, like, for me, not only does that not do anything for me, but it also is, like, a sign of they're bad at reading cues and body language and everything, which does not bode well as far as good sex goes. Like, it's, in that sense, it can be kind of a preview of sexual compatibility. And, like, if you're not reading me well, I don't know how good the sex is gonna be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't actively hate tongue, but, like, I like more nuanced kissing than just a whole lot of tongue.
Right.
Seriously, when your boyfriend gets stuff from IKEA, does he just fucking wing it, or does he actually look at the instructions? Because I know they're not that helpful, but there's some hints, definitely.
I have mixed feelings about this. Also, I think he would probably just wing it with something from IKEA, but he knows how to build shit, so it would probably turn out okay.
Nothing turns out okay from IKEA, let's be honest. I fucking love IKEA, but it's all trash.
An unexpected roast on IKEA in the kissing episode of the Dildorks. Didn't see that one coming.
Well, the CEO of IKEA is a huge fan, so... Say it. Just send it. I still love your shit, man.
Fuck That and Fuck Yeah is our weekly segment where we tell you something we hate and something we love. And this week we're talking about kissing. Hey, Bex, what's your Fuck That?
So my Fuck That is tangentially related. It is the people that come to the sex shop I work in and make out, like, all over it.
Ugh, like, rude.
Stop. I get, like, PDA does not usually bother me, but when it happens at my job, it's very much like, ooh, we're in this sexy space and it's just so hot, I just have to touch you because we're here where there's sex toys. And I'm like, hello, I'm at work. Would you like me to talk to you about that Fun Factory product there? I can explain. Oh, you're otherwise occupied. Okay. Well, great. And it's just like, I didn't consent to that, and it feels like they're, like, really sexualizing my space, and it's not like, oh, we're turned on because we're together and we like each other and whatever. Like, that's fine. When you're making out in the park because your partner's hot, like, you do you. But, like, when you're making out in my store because it's so filthy that you're there, it's just like, ugh. Yeah, I'm just trying to sell a dildo here. God. What's your Fuck That?
My Fuck That is people whose good kisses are a lie. You occasionally meet someone who's just an astoundingly good kisser, and you're like, fuck, I gotta see what else you can do. And it turns out that what else they can do is not very much.
It's like every candy bar commercial ever. I look at it and I'm like, that's gonna be amazing! Then I remember I don't like chocolate every time. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I bought a candy bar this morning.
I have this one person I bang who, the makeouts are really good, the BJs are really good, but everything else I'm always like, who taught you how to do that?
Who told you that was okay?
Which, like, there's a flip side to this, which is it does make me much more, like, zen-focused on the makeouts, because I'm like, this is the only good thing we can do together, so I damn well better appreciate it. And to be fair, they are very, very good. I am not displeased with that aspect of our relationship.
You know, everyone has their wheelhouse.
Right, exactly. I know what to expect from him, and I pursue it's only makeouts. Those things. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah. What is your Fuck Yeah?
My fuck yeah is the second that someone really gets into it with a kiss. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's always those first few seconds where it's tentative, like, can we do this? Is this allowed? Okay, we're gonna kind of do this then. Great. Mm-hmm. And then the second where they start to get really turned on, mm-hmm. and, like, start to get into it, and you feel mm-hmm. that shift in energy.
Woof. Yep.
Also, I'm gonna be real cliche and also say neck kisses, because, like, goddamn.
Ugh, I know. With the neck kisses, I have this one spot, like, where my shoulder meets my neck, and it is, I have semi-jokingly referred to it as a second clit, but, like,
yeah.
it's not really a joke.
It's pretty great. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, like, if you're already kissing my neck, you're just, like, right there, so you could bite my shoulders. Mm. And it's just... Okay. And Kate, what is your fuck yeah?
Yes, while we're talking about kink things that make us go woof, my fuck yeah is hair pulling.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a very, very good thing. It's like, I like when someone, like, pulls your hair to pull your head back so they can, like, get at your neck / jugular. Also, side note, my boyfriend started doing this thing where he, like, very, very lightly nibbles on, like, essentially my windpipe in a way that's, like, not gonna cause damage, but also makes me feel like I'm a trapped gazelle, and I just make these sounds of, like, genuine terror, but in, like, a kink way. It's like, honestly so scary and so good, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Anyway, horrifying. Yeah,
it's right on the precipice of fear and lust. Oof. And on that note, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dildorks. I am actually really excited because I get to go make out with someone who's really good at making out after this, which is just, like, the perfect way to cap off this show. I'm stoked as hell.
That's
so excellent. Yes, I have been.
I'm gonna cuddle my cat.
I mean, you can kiss her head, sort of, if she consents to that.
She does.
I have been Kate Sloan. You can read my sex blog at girlyjuice.net and the rest of my writing at katewritesaboutsex.com. You should check out the essays section of that site this week because I have a new piece up on glamour. I tried the teddy love, which is a teddy bear whose face vibrates.
Your writing is so good, though.
Thank you. So yes, I put a vibrating teddy bear on my bits and wrote about it for glamour.com. What is my life? What is happening to my career? So yeah, you can check that out. My portfolio is katewritesaboutsex.com. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at girly_juice. Where is your stuff at?
I'm Bex. You can read my writing at bextalksex.com. I put up a piece recently about, like, gender and hormones and all kinds of fun shit.
It's so good. I love you.
I had some feelings all over my blog, so, you know, if you want to go read those.
Mm-hmm.
You can also follow me for funny shit on Bex Talk Sex on Twitter and Instagram and pictures of my face.
So many good selfies. Ugh, such babe.
Together we're the Dildorks. We're at the Dildorks on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find us by searching the Dildorks in your favorite podcast app. While you're there, might as well give us a review. It makes us smile and it makes it easier for other people to find us because it moves our rankings towards the top. Give us a rating, tell us why we're great, etc., etc. And you can find us at patreon.com/thedildorks, which is where you can throw us a few bucks to help us keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you also to Protodome for letting us use his song I Want You in My Bedroom as our theme song. You can find all of his music at protodome.bandcamp.com. And thank you, as always, to Amy Gardner at starboots_ on Twitter for having done our beautiful logo. Until next time, folks, get out there and live your sexy, dorky life. Bye! There's that, the Fellatio Cafe in Switzerland, which it bothers me every day that it's not called Ejaculate.
And that it's not in Toronto.
Also, my other favorite name that I came up with was Lattes and Latio.
Of course.
Well, the other day on our date, I was telling him about my grandfather and how he always asks me if I have a boyfriend. And then dude was like, and then you say, yeah, I have a few. I keep racking them up. And I was like, no, that's really not, that's not what happens.
Can kissing kill an attraction? Yep. Spoiler alert.
I thought you were going to ask if kissing killed a person. And I was like, well, shit, there's a story. Can kissing kill you?
Okay. Does this thing. Maybe I should tell this story on the podcast. Sometimes I do think I'm going to die, though. But it's in, like, a sort of breath play kind of way. But I do sometimes suspect that I'm about to just perish.
I told you about the time I thought I was going to die because someone was fucking my face, right? And I just fully accepted it.
I mean, it's a great way to die if you have to die.
Well, shit. This is how I die, I guess. So, my sir today, because the next time I see him is going to be Woodhull, just dubbed it Woofhull.
How did we not think of this before?
I don't know, but it seems important.
It's going to be weird if I start referring to my dude as my sir.
He's not, he's your daddy.
Well, but he's also my sir sometimes.
I mean, I guess. It's not going to be weird, though. But, like, also, I don't know, he's your daddy, I feel like.
He's also my boyfriend, but...
Yeah. Well, so is mine, but I'm not allowed to say that.
Right. I was telling him that we need to go to Minneapolis so that he can go to Leather and Latte.
Right.
Because he's a barista and obsessed with coffee and also a Kingster.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, we should go hang out with Bex and their sir, and then you and their sir can make out. And I was just like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I think it would be great.
Is he queer?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh my god. I'm dying just thinking about it. Like, which one of them would out-dom the other one is what I want to know. Does someone need to out-dom someone in that interaction?
I don't know.
I'm dying. I've died. Do you ever, when you eat ziti, do you refer to it as zeting?
No, I don't do that. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I am a normal human being. No, I'm not. That's a lie.
I texted Taylor the other day, and I was like, do you ever refer to a handsome trans person as being transome? And he was like, no, I don't.
No. Oh my god, I said milking the prostate at work the other day. And she was like, but where does the milk come out? Does it come out the ass? No. No, it does not. Oh!
That's like that Louis C.K. bit where he's like, if you drink more milk, you'll be able to come more. Like, yes. If your body's just like, oh, that's perfect, send that right through.
Send it through.